Jammy is pleased to present an encore edition of In Your Ear, our continuing live performance music series here on 88.9 WCVE Richmond Public Radio. This week, we revisit two prominent artists who we featured before, but we'll be sharing material from their Studio A performances that we didn't have time for last time around. And it will be well worth your time. We hope you'll join us for as yet unaired material from Grammy winners Alison Brown and Howard Levy coming up. Jam Inc.'s production of In Your Ear is made possible through the loyal support of our sponsors, Digital Video Group, Infinity Financial Partners, Threshold Council PC, Will and Molly Perkinson, and the Virginia Folklife Program. We're grateful for their investment in RVA's live music scene, and we hope you'll let them know you appreciate it too, if you get the chance. Over the years, Jam Inc. has been fortunate to host a good number of artists who typically play in venues and for audiences much larger than our capacity of 80 recording studio. Witness banjo virtuoso, bandleader, and music business magnate Alison Brown, who grew up in California, honored family convention, and became an investment banker with a Harvard MBA, but only long enough for the banjo to cast its inescapable spell. She's a multiple Grammy winner and founded the prestigious indie label Compass Records with her husband and bass player Gary West. She takes us and the banjo on quite a ride. Recorded in November of 2013, enjoy these highlights from the Alison Brown Quartet. This is In Your Ear.
So everybody on stage tonight is either a mom or a dad. So we all have kids, and this next tune is a tune that's for anybody who has kids or has ever been a kid. And it's one that was it's kind of loosely inspired by a Benny Goodman tune that I heard Larry McNeely play, oh, a couple years after I fell in love with that Earl Scruggs record. So anyways, he recorded this great version of a Benny Goodman tune called Slip Disc, and that's kind of loosely the inspiration for the beginning of this tune, and then it kind of goes on from there. We hope you like it. It's a tune called The Clean Plate Club. Tennessee originally. That's Tyson Rogers on the piano. On the drums, the best drummer in bluegrass music. He's got his own club. And actually, he's created a new joke. I'm trying to get this exactly right. But it would be something like, what do you call a bluegrass drummer with 64 gigs? A guy with a new iPhone. That's Brian Lawrence, y'all. you tonight. He's the co-founder of Compass Records, my husband, and the best bass player in his price range, folks. Gary West on the bass. So we're going to play one more tune, and it's a medley of tunes that have a tradition in bluegrass music and Irish music. And when we first went to Ireland, I was amazed to hear these melodies that I recognized done with a lot more triplets in them. But they were, in fact, the same tunes. And so the first one we're going to play is a tune in bluegrass. It's called Temperance Reel. In Irish music, it's called Teetotalers. Second tune we're going to do is called My Love is in America. And the last tune is a Scottish tune called The Mason's Apron.
Thank you.
I'm sure we have some bluegrass fans here tonight. And we would just like to say we're sorry about everything. But we will play a little bluegrass tune for you to end the night. It's one that I wrote after a visit to my grandma's house down in Cottondale, Florida. It's a tune called Leaving Cottondale.
This is In Your Ear on 88.9 WCVE Richmond Public Radio. And you've been listening to top-tier banjo player Allison Brown and the Allison Brown Quartet with her musical and life partner Gary West on bass, Tyson Rogers on our Studio A grand piano, and Brian Lawrence on percussion. Her latest album is called Song of the Banjo on Compass Records, of course, and features guest artists like Indigo Girls, Keb Moe, and past In Your Ear performer Rob Ikes. Check it out online at AllisonBrown.com, and that's Allison with one L. In Your Ear is a production of Jam Inc., a 501c3 Virginia nonprofit corporation with a mission of opening minds, hearts, and ears to music deserving a wider audience through education, performance, and support. Our traveling artists always visit at least one local public or private school. Nearly 75,000 young people have heard live music over the past dozen years thanks to Jam Inc.'s school outreach program, which also includes transportation and tech support for artists playing the Richmond Folk Festival. We stage these intimate Studio A concerts every month except in the summer, and they include an inviting pre-show potluck buffet in the lobby. You need to join us for one, especially if you haven't had the chance yet. Check on upcoming concerts and make your reservations for our intimate 80-seat space online at jaminc.org. They're based in the Windy City. Howard Levy, a founding member of Bailiflex's eclectic Flecktones, who have famously reunited for a couple of successful reunion tours over the past few years, and a CD called Rocket Science that produced a Grammy. His ability to play the full chromatic scale on a regular 10-hole diatonic harmonica is legend, and he's equally at home as a versatile pianist. Like Howard, Chris Siebold is comfortable in any musical setting with his shiny chrome custom National guitar. We featured choice tracks from their November 2012 Studio A concert in a previous edition of this program, but we had so much good stuff left over, we just had to revisit one of our most potent sessions ever. Time for some deep tracks from Howard Levy and Chris Siebold, including this one called Tri-State Blues, a Levy original composed behind the wheel. This is In Your Ear.
Thank you. Thank you very much. If it's at all possible, we turn a little bit of air on in here because I'm starting to molt over here.
Thank you.
This is In Your Ear on 88.9 WCVE Richmond Public Radio. And you've just witnessed the mastery of Howard Levy on diatonic harmonica and grand piano with the highly tasteful and versatile Chris Siebold on National Resophonic Guitar. Howard's got a new CD out called First Takes, recorded in just 4 improvisational hours with son Miles Levy on drums and Larry Gray on bass. Learn more about it online at levyland.com, L-E-V-Y-L-A-N-D. Production of In Your Ear is made possible by Digital Video Group, supplying production equipment and design services for broadcast and commercial clients nationwide. Details at digitalvideogroup.com. By Chris Gatewood and Justin Lauder at Threshold Counsel PC, lawyers providing startup, business, and intellectual property services for innovative and growing businesses. By Infinity Financial Partners, a Richmond financial planning firm, sustainable living today, planning for tomorrow. In Your Ear is supported in part by the Virginia Folklife Program, dedicated to the preservation, presentation, documentation, and celebration of Virginia's rich cultural folkways. Learn more at virginiafolklife.org. And by Will and Molly Perkinson, arts-minded individuals proud of the rich acoustic music town that Richmond has become. Hotel accommodations for our touring artists are provided by the Hilton Downtown Richmond at 5th and Broad, and the Hampton Inn West on Cox Road in Innsbruck. Studio A performances are engineered by Carlos Chafin, Andrea Steffel, and Paul Bruski at Richmond's In Your Ear Music and Recording. House Sound is mixed by David Waltenbaugh. Learn about their new VCU Arts Curriculum on Advanced Media Production and Technology at loeb.com. Our theme music is by The Bee Eaters. We'd appreciate your letting your music-minded friends know about our show, and don't forget that all our past programs are available for on-demand streaming at ideastations.org/IYE. Hoping you'll be back with us again next week, and for all of us at Jam Inc., I'm Tim Timberlake, and this is In Your Ear.